Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Christmas begins with a story of magic. A Boy Called Christmas. Available on Sky Cinema.
Today FM.
The hospitality and entertainment industry, they've got new restrictions announced on Friday there by Taoiseach Micheál Martin, coming into force tomorrow, Tuesday. Christy, a lot of people in the entertainment industry concerned. Yeah. How are you doing? How are things? How are you feeling about the whole thing?
I'm scratching my head, Ian, still. Mm. I've been scratching my head for the last 3 or 4 nights now. Mm. And I mean, this is another kick in the shellacky bookie, to be honest with you, Ian, for the entertainment industry. I mean, 50% houses from tomorrow.
50%,
I mean, I just don't know how that works for anyone, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Like, what did they do? Yeah, I know, I mean, how does it work? Like, is it that they kind of say, okay, they make phone calls and say, sorry, you can't come, but you can come.
Well, no, it doesn't work, Ian. That's the thing. I'm singing Jocks Are There, for example, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you have no idea, Ian, how much Jocks Are takes out of me.
Right, yeah.
Right? No, Jocks Are empties me.
Yeah.
It empties me. He empties me. I'm singing, yeah. I'm singing Jocks Are, you know, once a night to a full house is hard enough.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to sing Jocks Are twice a night to half a house.
Right.
Sure, it'll kill me.
Oh, God, don't be saying that.
It'll kill me. I'll be stone dead on...
Sorry, Christy. Christy, sorry.
It's not going to work.
I had a feeling this was going to happen. The President, Michael D. Higgins. Michael D., good morning.
Good morning, Ian. I'm listening to Christy here in the kitchen in the Oris, and I really don't know whether to laugh or cry anymore. Yeah. Listen to this. Look, do you know what's in my hand? What? I have 2 tickets to the Gaiety Panto for tomorrow night.
Little Mermaid.
And I'm just laughing here. Yeah. Myself and Sabina or whatever it is at this stage. And I'm considering the appalling vista. 50% audience capacity. So technically, one of us could be refused entry to the Panto.
Right.
The President of Ireland could be refused entry to the Panto. And what am I meant to do if Sabina's allowed in but I'm not?
Yeah.
Stand outside on South King Street smoking fags, yeah? Maybe I could start selling those twirly-whirly things from outside the front of the theatre with the lights on them or something. Yeah. Or maybe I'll chance my arm and wait and see if I get into the late performance. Oh, but hang on, don't the Panto do 2 performances already? So now they'll have to do 4 performances a day. Oh, dearie me, the first Panto will obviously have to start at 6:30 in the bloody morning, and the last Panto finish up at 1 a.m, which is a perfect ideal time to stage a feckin' Panto for children. Of course it is. Meaningful Christmas, my arse.
Well said.
Thanks, Christy. Goodbye.